I've heard that men think about sex every 10 seconds, but when I was young, it was more often than that with me. It was all the time, especially around Rob's stepmom, who I realise now was only about 10 years older than me, and was so beautiful and sexy that I could only stare and try to memorise every single detail so that I could picture her when I went to bed. Rob was my best mate, and his dad wasn't around, and it was only years later that I found out he was in prison. I sometimes used to babysit Holly, Rob's sister, and that's what I was doing when Rob's stepmom came home from a friend's birthday meal. She'd obviously had a few too many glasses of wine, and her blouse was unbuttoned more than usual, and I couldn't keep my eyes off her. I could not only see the sides of her breasts, but even underneath them when she leaned forward, which she kept doing as she talked to me. She was not wearing a bra. I could see the shape of her nipples as they pushed against the blouse, and she noticed I was looking. She sat down next to me, and as she talked, I felt the warmth of her breath upon my ear, smelt her perfume, and the light touches of her hand as she talked exuberantly of her night. She touched my arm, hand, shoulder, tapping me with her finger for any special point, and even resting her hand on my thigh. I got so excited sitting next to her on the couch. My groin erection was trapped along the inside of my thigh. She went quiet, and as I watched the TV screen, I could feel her staring at me. After a little while, I looked at her and smiled awkwardly. She patted my thigh, leant towards me and whispered in my ear, "You are a very sexy young man." I was stunned. And as she rubbed my thigh energetically, she touched the end of my growing dick. Her eyes lit up. "What's this? It's very big." And she ran her fingers up and down my sickening shaft with squeals of delight. For some reason, I felt totally embarrassed to be caught out like this, and she saw that in my face and in my wide, wide eyes. She took my hand and put it inside her blouse and guided my fingertips to circle her nipples. While I did that, she felt up and down my erection, squeezing, tapping, scratching. It was fantastic. But I was so excited that I came spurts of cum that quickly soaked through the light denim of my jeans. She laughed as she watched the spreading wet patch. She suggested cleaning me up a bit before Rob got home and took me into the kitchen. Undid my jeans and she reached into my boxers and put both hands under my balls and then brought both her hands up along the whole length of my shaft. It was amazing and made me groan. She pulled my boxers down and squeezed my balls and stroked along me and said that I had a really beautiful cock. I was really hard again, but we heard Rob open the front door. I quickly pulled my clothes up and zipped my damp jeans, and she went to the sink, ran a large glass of water, and surprised me by throwing the water over my draped jeans. She shouted, "Oh, sorry, how clumsy of me. It must be the wine I've drunk. So sorry." When Rob came in, he looked at me, grinned, and said, "Looks like you just wet yourself." How right he was. About a week later, I went to babysit again because Rob had football practice and his mum was going out. I was looking forward to seeing her when she got back, but when I arrived, Rob had gone out and she was there. She opened the door in just a slinky silk slip, which showed the shape of her whole body underneath. Her skin was smooth and the colour of honey. Her hips and buttocks were beautifully rounded. Her breasts and nipples again captivated me. I could even see her pubic hair pushing against the silk. I didn't realize my mouth had dropped wide open. "You're not used to women, are you?" she said. I just shook my head and tried to think of something adult to say. "Are you going out like that?" She laughed and took my hand, guiding me towards the kitchen. "No, I'm not going out. I'm going to teach you to hold on to your passion." I didn't know what she meant, but I didn't care anymore. I felt that stirring in my pants and my breathing became faster as I followed her and studied her buttocks rotating as she walked. She'd put a soft cover over the kitchen table and she waved a hand at my clothes and said, off, everything off. I did. And suddenly felt uncomfortable, like it was a medical examination. In some ways it was. She turned me so that my back was to the table and I was leaning, half sitting, resting with my buttocks on the edge of the table. She put her hands under my balls like she'd done before. She squeezed both individually and then pulled them away from each other. She ran her hand along my hardening shaft, teased her fingertip around the shiny head, and then ran both her hands up my belly, stroking and squeezing each muscle she could find. Her hands ran up to my chest and she kneaded my sides and pinched my nipples. Nobody had ever done that to me before, and it sent surges through me. She noticed that I was now fully erect and pointing almost accusingly at her breasts. She squeezed my balls, then slid her hands up and down my shaft, giving little fingertip flips to my sensitive head. I knew I was about to come and started to groan as my body took over. Suddenly a hand with two fingers outstretched came down hard onto the end of my dick. Dunk! It didn't hurt, but it shocked me. My erection melted away, and as it disappeared, she kneaded me like dough and pushed her knuckles between my balls. I didn't realize how sensitive I was there, and after all these years, it's still my favorite. I grew hard again, and she ran her hands all over my body, and I mean all, everywhere. This was repeated, and every time I started to groan, thunk, and I would be stopped. After about the third or fourth time, I didn't lose my erection, but was stopped from coming, and the head of my dick became ultra-sensitive. It was like it was gold, glowing. It was gorgeous. She held one of my balls in each hand and got me to slowly take her slip off over her head. Wow. She then made me place the slip against my body and started to touch me through it. I looked down and saw my shaft encased in steel sticking out so far from my body. I'd never been so big and so hard. She put aside her slip and poured oil on her hands and then onto me. She covered every part of me and worked it in and then slid herself right along my body. Her breasts looked beautiful with the oil and she lowered herself slightly. Placed her breasts around my shaft and held them there with her hands. It was amazing. As she moved up and down, I could see the shiny head of my dick grow out of her and then disappear again between her exquisite, smooth, and full breasts. She stopped and got me to move up and down. After a few strokes, I went a bit crazy and was pumping up and down so hard that I was banging under her chin. Every time I did, she let out a wonderful, sexy grunt, and I knew she was enjoying it, and that made me start to come, but before I could even realize it, thunk, harder than before, and then repeated, because I was still groaning. I stopped. She gently slapped the end of my dick against her erect and oily nipples. Then she took it and tapped it against each side of her face. Trailed the head of it across her mouth. Then she pushed me away and motioned for me to get on my back on the table. I did, and as I looked down along my body, I was amazed to see how it looked. Not just that I was big and hard, but all my sinews and muscles, sleek with old, looked so sexy. And she, there, was the most beautiful and sexual woman I've ever seen and would ever see. I was so lucky. She started to touch me, stroke me, squeeze me in every way she wanted. She trailed her nipples all over my body. She showed me how to touch her. We explored each other and suddenly her chin was resting between my thighs. She looked up past my erect shaft, over my belly and chest and into my eyes. She opened her mouth wide and then looked up at my dick. Dream come true for me. and she smiled as she saw the tall, shiny head give a further twitch of excitement. She lowered her mouth over me. Oh, I felt her lips, and then her teeth, and then she pushed down until I felt the back of her mouth. Oh, she bobbed up and down, and then licked right down my shaft, pushed her tongue between my paws, and then sucked one until it went into her mouth. It was fantastic. And then she did the same with the other one. Then with the help of her hand, she took both into her mouth and was then probing with her tongue into my newly discovered sensitive spot. She shook her head from side to side quickly and energetically, like a dog with a toy. And as I felt the cum begin to travel up my shaft, thunk, 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 she lifted off me and started again licking and sucking me into action. She knelt on the table over with me, with my hands between her legs, and sucked and pulled with lips and teeth. The phone rang. And I couldn't believe that she climbed off the table, my ball still tightly gripped in one hand, and answered it. It was Rob on his way home. Oh, she asked him to pick up a few things on the way, and still holding my balls, she showed me her kitchen timer. This is it. Are you ready? You mustn't come before then or after 40 seconds. I nodded, and she kissed me hard on the lips. She put her mouth over the head of me, climbed onto the table so that she was straddling me, and hit the timer. She bit into me and pulled hard at my shaft and balls. It was as if she had suddenly gone mad. She was slapping my belly and pushing her lips, a beautiful wet cunt along my dick. She took my hand and pushed and thrust her hips onto my arms. She was so excited, she was moaning. Her mouth came off me and her hand started to flutter all around my tall, shiny dome that was seeping delicious streams of pre-cum. She squeezed my balls tighter than ever and pulled them away from my body. Oh, I was on another planet and you had not come into its right. She slowed down all of her actions. She knelt over me, her mouth open, her hand gently stroking my length, my belly, my thighs, her fingers pinching my balls as we came to the end of the count. Oh, the orgasm I had was like nothing I'd had before, since it surged through my body in stream after stream like thick creamy cum slapped onto her face, in her mouth, on her breasts and belly, and back onto me. She too came and her body shook as we writhed together. It was an age, her body slithering together, but she spread my cum over my chest, licked it and kissed me. I took my fingers from between her legs, licked them and kissed them. She then said, next time, we're going to fuck. And we did. And that was just the beginning.